she was in the prime of her life, 27. She had previously been a teacher. She'd worked for the PSNI for 2 years. And in that 2 years, she had made such a big impact by her on her colleagues and on the community that she served.
And we've heard her described as exactly the sort of PSNI officer that was needed at this particular time.
She certainly has. She was one of those officers. She was out on routine patrol just after 3:30 when this tragic incident took place. She was doing what she wanted to do, what we as a police service want to do, get out there, make the streets safe, fight crime, make the neighbourhood safe, focus on our priorities. And that's what she was doing. As a police service, over the last few weeks, you'll appreciate we've had faced enormous pressures, faced death and danger on the front line of some really significant riots and so forth. And I just would encourage people now just to let us get on with our job. Let us get on with what we want to do, what we all joined the police to do, to serve the community. Just let us get on with that. Let us grieve for our colleague, but to also continue to give 100% service to the communities out there to make our streets safer. And actually, just in tribute to Philippa, just allow us to get on and do what she was actually striving to do, give 100% of her whole soul and just get out there and love her community and serve them.